Immigration causes people to leave behind family, friends, homes, languages, and ultimately lives. They will be leaving a place that they are comfortable in, a place where they have spent most of their lives. They will be leaving their home, ripping up roots, and replanting in a new, strange place. Throughout the past 10 years, the population of the United States has increased by an estimated 4.5 million people. Much of the growth is attributed to the vast number of people immigrating to the U.S. We interviewed Tina from Hamilton's English as a Second Language program to find out the answer to that question and to find out what it is like to be an immigrant.
I come from Taiwan. My country is a small island and it's a little dirty, but it's a nice country.
Many come seeking new freedoms for religion, education, higher paying jobs, or just a chance to start over. Some immigrants, like Tina's family, come to escape dangers in their homeland.
We're voting for president this year at Taiwan, and that was really dangerous for it.
The political structure of Taiwan is like that of the U.S., electing a new president for their democratic state every 4 years. As of March 20th, 2004, a new presidential term has begun, though it is still unclear who is leading the country. Chen Shui-bian, the former president, was declared the winner in the razor-thin election. Shui-bian was shot in an assassination attempt the day before the election took place, and it disputed whether there is a conspiracy behind the attempt to attract a sympathy vote for Shui-bian. Sympathy vote or not, Shui-bian won the election with less than 30,000 votes over his challenger, Len Shan. Chen immediately demanded a recount. Shui-bian agreed, and now Taiwan is holding its breath, waiting anxiously for the result of the election's recount. The sudden shift in presidential leadership could mean possible uprisings between Taiwan's almost equally split population. As many as 20,000 have left the dangers in Taiwan and sought the safety of the states. While being one of the major contributions to the increasing number of Taiwanese immigrants, the election was not the only danger in Taiwan.
In Taiwan, every boy, if you grow up to 18, you need to be a soldier like 1 year. And my brother didn't want to be a soldier. So my brother came here and studied English. Me too.
Though there isn't a draft currently in place in Taiwan, laws still remain concerning the military service of men who exceed the age of 18 but remain below that of 45. These laws have been a key reason for families to immigrate from Taiwan to the U.S.
For Tina and her family, where the reasons for seeking safety in the U.S. lay heavily around the political strife of the election, a return to their true home at the planned time could be delayed. And depending on the outcome of the recount, Tina may have to revise her countdown.